it's so I use the mute button a lot. A lot. I'd be like, hit the mute, and I go, man, our engineer, they can't hear me, right? It's like, no. And I was like, chatter, 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 chatter. Yes, Jones, that was a great play. It's super important. So one of the things that I think is an overarching theme for how I go about my broadcasting, since I guess I'm the one talking to you, Chanel. This may sound totally silly. If someone is so we're on the radio for all over the state of North Carolina, up and down the East Coast at night, because it just works that way with the radio waves. So I think of the I-95 corridor. And if any of you traveled at Lord have mercy on your soul, like it is full of crazy, crazy drivers and a lot of them. Our goal is, and my goal personally, but I think I can speak for Jones with this. We get to be really excited when Carolina does something great. So we have our fair share of those moments, and those are great and fun. But I also want for the woman who's driving down I-95, who's hitting scan on her radio, I want her to hear our broadcast and not know which team we're broadcasting for. And that's because I think it's so important to be impartial. And so I really do appreciate that, because this is a huge point. I can't believe I didn't bring it up. You have to be able to harness your emotion and not show it. You can show it in times, like if you're in my job, there are times for that. But you've got to be able to be impartial. And you've got to be able to absolutely impose impartiality into your reporting, or you will not be viewed by as big an audience as you otherwise could be. And the thing that people have told me, maybe as much as anything, is how much they appreciate my candid critiques of our team. And this is coming from diehard Tar Heels. They like the fact that we can talk about it in a real fashion and not have to be sugar-coated and fluffy and all that stuff. But the only way you can be constructive critically is if you do it in a tone that still appreciates the person, and you're not dogging them for their mistake, but you're talking about the context of the sport.